There's nothing all that unusual about Roman Kress's training methods, but there is something unusual about Roman Kress. He lives and works in Minnesota, but he will compete in the Olympics under a foreign flag. Todd Melby reports from Minneapolis.
On August 8th, Roman Kress will stride into Beijing's National Stadium for the opening ceremony of the 2008 Games. But the Minneapolis sprinter won't be on the U.S. team. He'll be running the 100-meter dash for the Marshall Islands, an archipelago in the Pacific Ocean that many of us fellow Minnesotans have never heard of.
I don't even say I'm Marshallese for the most part. I'll just tell them I'm Hawaiian.
Kress's father is an American Midwesterner. He went to the Marshall Islands as a Peace Corps volunteer. He married a Marshallese woman. After their son Roman was born, the family moved to Minnesota. As a result, Kress has both U.S. and Marshallese citizenship. In college, he was a super fast sprinter. So in 1999, just before the 2000 games in Sydney, Kress's dad alerted Marshallese officials.
My father sent an email out to the Washington, D.C., to the embassy in the Marshall Islands, and told him we have my son's runner. He's pretty fast. We were really trying to get into the Olympics at that point.
Kress had hoped to represent the Marshall Islands at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Back then, he was 22 and had posted his best time ever. But the Marshall Islands failed to qualify in 2000 and again in 2004 because the tiny tropical nation didn't sponsor athletes in enough sports. This year, for the first time, the Marshall Islands qualified and will be sending contestants to Beijing to participate in tennis, weightlifting, and other sports. Kress is its only male track and field athlete. Kress has been training with the gym teacher at the junior high school where Kress also works. Kress has been an administrative assistant at the school for 3 years. He's also kept busy by his own two children. And while the 30-year-old is not out of shape, he's not exactly in Olympic form. That, plus the fact that he doesn't train full-time, puts him at a disadvantage, says his coach, Tyrone Miner.
The perception is it's a really short race, and so there's not that much involved. It's just running. But the reality is you have to be well-conditioned even to run a strong 100 meters.
The world's fastest men run the 100-meter dash in under 10 seconds. The Olympic record is 9.84 seconds. Kress's fastest time is 10.39 seconds, and that was 8 years ago.
Hopefully I can compete respectively, so to speak. I want to go there and look respectively.
Maybe you'll have a great start and a great day and...
You never know. Maybe, hopefully, divine intervention will kick in and something great will happen.
That's your strategy, divine intervention?
I'm going to train hard. I'm going to be training hard, but, you know, a little of that won't hurt.
Now that school is out, Kress is getting to the track more often. On this sunny evening, the future Olympian stretches, rubs ointment on his legs, and bursts from metal starter blocks. Kress wonders if he's past his prime.
When I get sore, man, it takes me a long time to get recovered, man. I just don't recover fast. And we're getting older, too. That's not helping me either, because I don't recover like I used to.
No matter, the Olympics are just around the corner. So Kress does one final sprint. For the world, I'm Todd Melby in Minneapolis.
As you see, I am done.
Well, Roman Kress isn't really done, far from it. You can see an audio slideshow of his training regimen at theworld.org. Coming up in the next half hour of The World, the largest salt flat on the globe.